Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
Good morning. I'm Doug Tribou. I'm joined now, as I am every Wednesday morning, by Michigan Radio senior news analyst Jack Lessenberry. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
This week, Enbridge Energy reported the protective coating has worn off its Line 5 pipeline in more spots than previously revealed. Line 5 is the oil and gas pipeline that runs under the Straits of Mackinac. The new report says there were 8 spots of bare metal, and 7 of them will be repaired before winter sets in. A state commission's now called Enbridge to testify next month, and I should note that Enbridge is a financial supporter of Michigan Radio. This Line 5 controversy was already heated before this disclosure, Jack. What needs to happen to resolve it?
Probably the closing of Line 5. Enbridge has run out of credibility, I think, even with Republicans. Now, the Republicans have stopped short of calling on them to set a date to take this out of service, although they pretty much all say it should be taken out of service. Governor Snyder says they've lost credibility. Bill Schuette, who is 64 years old, is the same age as the pipeline, and he's been calling it for be taken out of service, but he won't say when. And especially after the Kalamazoo River disaster in 2010 and the fact these folks have covered up this information about the coating raises a lot of questions in a lot of people's minds.
Just a couple of days after the mass shooting at a church in rural Texas, the Michigan State Senate passed 2 gun-related proposals. One would let people who get a special license carry a concealed weapon in places where they're currently banned, places like schools and daycares. The other would prohibit school districts, libraries, and other places from enacting their own restrictions on carrying guns. Do you think these bills will eventually become law?
Well, they'll certainly make it through the legislature, which is controlled by the National Rifle Association and their contributions. The question is, will Governor Snyder sign them? He has been against legislation in the past that didn't give schools the ability to opt out, didn't give the individual school the ability to say, no, we don't want these guns in our school, but we don't know whether he'll sign these or not.
Wayne County has created a conviction integrity unit to look into convictions that have come into question over the years. The lead attorney for that unit is former state appellate defender Valerie Newman, who has a long history of working to overturn wrongful convictions. Is this a significant change for the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office?
Well, I think it is, at least certainly cosmetically, and probably more than that. It's indicating that the prosecutor's office is about justice rather than just about convictions. And some of this was sparked by State Senator Steve Beta of Macomb County. After many years of trying, got a bill passed to exonerate people who were wrongly imprisoned for long periods of time. They compensated up to $50,000 a year. I think there's a new climate of wanting to be more careful and not just demand convictions at any price, whether the person's guilty or not. So I think it's a positive and a favorable development.
Jack, the Detroit City Council postponed a vote on a proposed land swap deal. If it's approved, the city, and bear with me here, this is complicated, the city would get the former American Motors headquarters site on Plymouth Road in exchange for giving the county 11 acres of city-owned land that are near I-75 and Warren. Businessman Dan Gilbert's Rock Ventures would build a new criminal justice center there, and in exchange, Wayne County would give the unfinished downtown jail site on Gratiot to Gilbert for mixed-use development. What are the new concerns about this latest version of this complicated deal?
The uncomplicated version of this deal is that billionaires want to do whatever they feel like doing, and the people in their path want some community benefits. This is a long and strange saga. Gilbert, after many months of saying he wanted to build a soccer stadium where the half-finished jail sits unfinished, said, well, I don't want to do that now. I want to do some sort of unspecified mixed-use site. I never thought a soccer stadium made any sense whatsoever. In my opinion, the jail ought to be built where the jail is now. But again, Gilbert has a lot of money and a lot of connections. How this is going to be resolved and how quickly, I don't know.
Jack, thanks a lot. Talk to you next week.
Thanks a lot and happy trails.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, and he joins me every Wednesday at 7:45.